It took a 7-round shootout in Noelville for the Greater Sudbury Cubs to secure a win over the French River Rapids on February 2. A goal from Chris Innes propelled the Cubs to the 5-4 win. Oliver Smith led the Cubs with 2 goals while the Rapids' Matthew Stringer countered with a pair of goals himself. The Rapids got on the board first in this one. Jesse Lefebvre notched his 10th of the season after Nolan Masson banked a shot off the boards to the battalion prospect, who slammed it home at 6:51 of the first. The Rapids made it 2-0 on a power play thanks to Stringer's 10th of the season, scored from inside the right faceoff circle at 11:18 and beating Cubs newly acquired goalie Matthew Varamian, who was making his first start for the team since being acquired from the Elliott Lake Vikings. The high-scoring Cubs got the offense rolling early in the second as Oliver Smith netted his 34th at 4:35 of the middle frame to make it 2-1, the league said in a news release. Smith did it again a few minutes later, tipping in a point shot by Brock Hauser at 6:57. The Cubs took the lead just over a minute later as Marshall McCharles put home a rebound on a scramble in front of the Rapids net as the visitors grabbed their first lead 3-2 at 8:04 of the middle frame. After the Rapids swapped out Grant in net for veteran Brady Dyer, Springer got his second for French River at 13:52 of the second period. Tied 3-3, the Cubs pulled Varamian and put Noah Bolne between the pipes. It stayed 3-3 until late in the third. On an odd man rush, the Cubs' Ben Harris batted one past Dyer for the 4-3 lead at 17:10 of the third. With the Rapids' net empty for the extra attacker, Dominic Bisdil's point shot got through traffic and behind Bolne to make it 4-4. The two sides went scoreless in the 5-minute overtime, forcing the 7-round shootout to determine the winner. Bolne was able to turn away 6 of the 7 shooters he faced, while Dyer allowed 2 goals on 7 tries as Hudson Citeroni opened the shootout with a goal on the first shootout shot. With the win, the Cubs improved to 3-4-9-1-1 for a league-leading 70 points, while the Rapids moved to 8-3-2-1-1 for 18 points.